Apple held one of their regular events last week and announced the iPhone 16. The inevitable repeating questions ensued. Should you upgrade your phone? Is it time? Is it worth it? What about Android users? Should I switch to an iPhone? Should I switch to an Android? If you're looking for a short answer, no. If you have the attention span longer than that of a ferret, there is some nuance to be had. First, let's define upgrading. In this context, I define it as buying a new phone before your current one has reached the end of its useful life. Your current phone is working just fine, there's nothing wrong with it, but you buy a new one anyway. There's nothing morally or ethically wrong about upgrading, but practically, it's pointless. Phone cameras plateaued 10 years ago, around the time of the iPhone 6 series, and the rest of the hardware a few years after that. Aside from some edge cases, the current line of phones will do the same things for you as a 10-year-old design would. Look up some sample photos from an iPhone 6. Then look at similar photos taken with the iPhone 15 or 16. They're functionally the same. No, the new ones are better. You can tell when you zoom in 100x or get a wall-sized poster print. Those are the edge cases I talked about. You're posting fur baby updates for grandma on Facebook and low-effort thirst traps on Instagram. You don't need 48 megapixels. With the launch of the iPhone X and Samsung S8 in 2017, we saw the removal of the physical home button and entrance into the current epoch of plain rectangle with a touchscreen. Which is excellent, because you no longer have to spend hours agonizing over which phone to buy. Pick a screen size, pick your budget, and you're done. You are the proud owner of a functioning plain rectangle that will continue to function until the manufacturer stops supplying security updates, typically 5 to 7 years. To summarize, don't bother replacing your phone unless it A. dies, B. the battery dies and a replacement is 50% or more the cost of a new phone, or C. it's no longer getting security updates. Since this conversation was started by the iPhone launch, that's mostly what I've talked about, but this applies to mainstream Android phones as well. Samsung and Google promise 7 years of updates for their current gen lines. There's no need to upgrade, only replace. Lastly, if you're on an Android, don't bother switching to an iPhone. It's in no way better, and the mental load of learning a different system will have you clawing at the walls of your padded cell. Same goes for the iPhone users. Don't bother switching to an Android. Either switch would be like trading in your perfectly good rust bucket for a Toyota because you think you'd have to fix it less. Wait, no, that's a bad example. Should you upgrade your phone? Taylor Perron, Scale Bright Solutions, September 16th, 2024.